Now, Mishnah Daled, we're moving on from selling houses to selling other things. This is the chatzer. The chatzer, remember, is like, they're kind of like a cul-de-sac. They're the shared yard space that's communal, and around it are a bunch of houses. But the Tanna Kamma seems to look at the world of a chatzer as being like something analogous, like an apartment building. So the apartment building has like private homes, and then of course there's like a communal area where there's like, you know, I don't know what, the foyer, and maybe there's like the laundry room or whatever, there's a pool in the back, whatever the apartment building has. So when I'm selling you the chatzer, don't think of it as I'm selling you the cul-de-sac and then think, oh, well, why would the different houses go? No, it's like an apartment building, you know, it's sort of multi-family, you know, arrangement where the one person owns the whole complex. So therefore, mocher es chatzer. When I tell you I'm selling the chatzer, macher batim. First of all, the houses are going with it. Of course, that's the chatzer, but also the boros and siach and the ma'aros. There's a water storage facility in the ground. The bor is like a round one, and a siach is a long, skinny one, and a ma'ara is a, you know, one with a roof over its head. Since unlike in the house is that if there's a bor, it's not included, and with the chatzer we're saying it is included.
It's like karka.
For the that's well,
it's
that's. I don't think that's the point, because remember, even if it's an kavurum, even if you say I'm selling the ground, it's not included, because it's functionally not connected. In other words, it's something like this. I mean, it is like this. In the varkazah, a house. Sorry, in the varkazah, that there's no such thing as having like an apartment building that doesn't have a water source. Like that, people of the chatzer need water. Now, any individual house doesn't need to have water because they can go to the well in the chatzer and get water. So the idea is, there's no such thing as in Chazal's mind, no such thing as a functional chatzer without water source. There is such thing as a functional house without a water source. Therefore, when I'm selling my house, I'm not including the water. When I'm selling the chatzer, I must be including the water. That's what's going on here. Avaloas and Metalfan. Of course, the mobile movables, the same as in the previous Mishnah, you know, the key for the door and the keles that catches the flower, that stuff is not included in the houses. They're separate from the houses. Bizmanch Amarlo, if the seller of the chatzer says to the purchaser, I'm telling you the chatzer, the chol mash besocha, and everything inside of it, then of course, reikulan mechurin, then of course I'm including, like, quote unquote, the appliances also, meaning the keles and the mafteach, you know, that go with the house. Benkach or Benkach. Regardless of what the guy said, lo machar es hamerchatz v'lo es beis habad shebesocha. If there happens to be inside the chatzer a merchatz, like a, you know, a public bath, or a beis habad is an olive press, so those are separate businesses that happen to be sitting in the chatzer. They're not included in the residential area, and therefore it didn't include those. You know, I don't know. It's hard to make exact analogies, but it's like if there happens to be, like, you know, a makolat sitting on the, or, you know, a gift shop sitting on the premises of the apartment building area. That's like a separate retail area, and I'm not selling that retail facility, just because I sold you the apartment block with it. So those are kept. And I was saying that just to make the principle exactly, you know, congruous, there's a chatzer can function perfectly without a merchatz. I mean, the town needs a merchatz, but the chatzer doesn't. So, and same with the olive press. So you can't say, what's the such thing as a functional chatzer without an olive press? That's ridiculous. Therefore, it's not included. And now, Rabbi Eliezer is taking issue on a side point, whatever, critical point, but it's not a direct argument with that previous sentence. He says the word chatzer doesn't mean apartment block with all the houses. It means the open space area between the houses. And therefore, he says, "Hamocher es chatzer." If I'm selling the chatzer, what I mean is lo mocher ela avira shel chatzer. I mean the airspace, the air, not the living, not the dwelling. It's just the communal living area. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that none of this would apply to the word chatzer. That's not what the word means. However, the halacha is like the Tanna Kamma. When you say chatzer, you mean the whole block.